السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن نبينا وسيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن عباس رضي الله عنهما: يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, huffaz, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe such that majority of this universe is covered and enveloped in darkness. This is what ulama refer to when they say that the reality of this world, andhera here, is darkness. If you look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention about this. Allah says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارُ. Allah says, this darkness which envelops the entire universe is an ayat and a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Noor, light, is something that has to be brought. The reality of this world is darkness. In order to remove this external darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a nizam and a system in place. One is external darkness, and the system which Allah has put to remove external darkness. And one is internal darkness. This also is asal in insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that took you out from the wombs of your mothers in such a condition, لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You knew absolutely nothing. You were jahil, you were ignorant. Ulama explain jahalat, ignorance, is darkness. And equated with this is what we call dhulam and oppression, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, out of ignorance a person will commit oppression. Al-dhulmu dhulumatu yawm al-qiyamah. The result of which is this oppression will be a means of many darknesses on the day of qiyamah. So one is the external darkness. In order to remove this external darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the moon and the stars. And on the other hand is our internal darkness, darkness within ourself. How will this darkness be removed? How will the heart of this insan be lit up? The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be, Allahumma ja'al fi sam'i nura, wa fi qalbi nura, wa fi basari nura. Oh Allah, let there be nur in my ears, in my hearing. Oh Allah, let there be nur in my sight. Oh Allah, let there be nur in my heart. Oh Allah, let there be nur to my right, nur to my left, nur above me, nur beneath me. Let there be nur flowing in my veins. Let there be nur in my blood. Waj'alni nura, make me an embodiment of nur and light. This was the dua of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Outside it is dark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sun and the moon. Inside us also it is dark. How will we remove this darkness? How would we light up our heart? How would we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama explain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two nurs in the Quran, which if we will practice upon and bring into our life, the heart of this insan will be lit up. What is the first nur? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. speaking about the people of success, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says they follow that nur which was revealed to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this Quran nur. Allah calls the Quran light. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَرَجِعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِشَيْءٍ أَفْضَلَ مِمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْهِ يعني القرآن. You will never find Allah. You will be in darkness. You will have a meaningless existence. You will never get the love of Allah, the recognition of Allah, the enjoyment of speaking with Allah, the connection and the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with anything more virtuous and more effective than that which came directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. Respected elders and brothers, we have to drown ourselves in the Quran. We have to immerse ourselves in the Quran. Quran is nur. Quran is a light. Quran is hidayat. Quran is shifa and a cure. Quran is our guide. Quran is the solution and the panacea to all our problems. Quran is comfort. If we look around us, people are depressed. People are sad. People are worried. People even go to the extent of taking their own lives. That's the condition that this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is finding themselves in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the comfort. Follow the Quran. Bring the Quran in your life and you will find this nur and this light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Quran. Allah says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we have revealed this Quran and we will protect the Quran. One is the words of the Quran, and one is the meaning of the Quran, and one is the message behind the Quran. What is the message of the Quran? What was the day of the Quran? What was the night of the Quran? What was the teachings of the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. On one occasion, a sahabi asked her, tell us about the akhlaq and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She so beautifully summed it up in three words, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ Quran. If you want to see the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the life of the Quran, then the walking, talking Quran is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring this Quran in your life and you will find that nur and that light within your hearts. This is the first nur which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That if you want to light up your heart, if you want to remove this internal darkness, then the first nur and light to bring into your life is the Qur'an. Let us all make an intention that on a daily basis we will open the Qur'an. We will recite a certain portion of the Qur'an, whether it's half a para, whether it's one para. If we're not reciting at all, let us stipulate a few minutes, either in the morning or either in the evening before we go to bed. But make it a habit, make an intention now, and let's make it a habit that every day I will recite Qur'an for 10 minutes. And then gradually we increase to 15 minutes and to 20 minutes and whatever we are able to do. But let it not be such that we recite the Quran during the month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan we pack the Quran away on the shelf until the next Ramadan. Let us all make an intention that every single day we will recite a portion of the Quran. So this is the first nur which Quran speaks about. The second nur which Quran speaks about, if we want to light up our inside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there has come to you from Allah a nur, a light in the Quran. Commentators, mufassirin rahimahumullah, when commenting on this verse, explain that this nur and this light refers to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the second nur which is found in Quran. That if you want to light up your inside, bring within you the Mubarak and blessed way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so valuable. Bring within you the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was such that if we study his sirat and his way of life, we will find how to lead our life from the time we wake up in the morning right up until we go to bed at night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never abandoned us. He never left us. He said, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَى لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have taught you such a clear-cut deen that even the night is as bright as the day. There's nothing left ambiguous. Bring within you the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you will find that this inner darkness within you will be removed. Ulama explain that to bring the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there are two sunnahs which each and every one of us should bring within us. One is an internal sunnah and one is an external sunnah. What is the internal sunnah? On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting with a young sahabi. He advises the sahabi, he says, Ya bunayya, O young boy, in qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsi, wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahadin faf'al. He says, O young boy, if you are able to wake up in the morning and go to bed at night without having any hatred, jealousy, malice, negative emotions to anybody, then do so. O young boy, if you are able to wake up in the morning and go to bed at night without having any ill feelings towards any makhluk and creation of Allah, then do so. Why? وَذَٰلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. Because this is part of my sunnah. This is one of my special sunnahs. And whoever has love for my sunnahs will be with me in Jannah. On one occasion, Sahaba radiallahu anhum was sitting in the masjid with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Sahaba, يَطْلُعُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْآنْ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, that very soon a man from Jannah is going to walk past you people. Sahaba were eager to see who is this person that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is speaking about. In this world, already he classified him as a Jannati. Who is he? What is so special about him? A simple Sahabi walks past. Sahaba couldn't understand what is so special about this Sahabi. The next day, the same thing. The third day, the same thing. A man from Jannah is about to walk past. So one Sahabi says, I was very eager to know what was so special in the life of the Sahabi, because of which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam called him a man of Jannah. So he said, today I will make an effort to find out. He goes to the home of the Sahabi. He tells the Sahabi, he makes an excuse. He says, I have some domestic issues at home. Would you be able to host me for 3 days? Sahabi said, no problem. You are most welcome to be my guest. So the Sahabi is saying, I observed him for this full 3 days. But I saw when at night he went to bed just like I went to bed. He woke up in the morning like how I woke up in the morning. I didn't see anything special within him. So I couldn't understand why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam call him a man of Jannah. So on the third day he said, okay, my right of being a guest for 3 days is over. I will have to leave now. Before he left, he told this person that, you know what, I actually didn't have any issues at home. Why I actually requested to stay with you is because this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned about you. So tell me, what is so special about you? This person says, you lived with me for 3 days. You saw my condition. I'm just a simple person. He said, okay, but there's one thing I can tell you. He said, I don't have any negative emotions in my heart for anybody. I don't have any hatred. I don't have any jealous, I don't have any envy, I don't have any malice at all for any creation. I'm not jealous over anybody. I mind my own business, as we would say. If Allah has given somebody more, alhamdulillah, let's be happy for him. He said, I don't have any ill feelings towards any creation of Allah. And each and every one of us, let us try and bring this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our life. That every night before going to bed, let us make people maaf. Let us forgive people. Let us overlook people's mistakes. Unfortunately, today we're living in such a zamana, in such an age, that over trivial issues, father and son are not speaking, brothers are not speaking, siblings are not speaking. Over petty issues, let us make an intention that I will lower myself for the sake of Allah and I will forgive. I will ask for maaf, but I will not have any negative emotion in my heart for anybody. And let us regard this as a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the internal sunnah which each and every one of us should bring in our life. As for the external sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on one occasion, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is standing on the minbar of the masjid. He's addressing the Muslimin. He says, "Man sarrahu an yalqa Allah ghadan musliman." We read this narration many times in Fadhali A'mal. He says, whoever wishes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow as a Muslim, whoever wishes to meet Allah tomorrow as a Muslim, what is he saying? That today you are a Muslim, today you have iman. What guarantee do you have that you will leave this world with iman and as a Muslim? Okay, let me tell you of such an action that if you bring this practice into your life, I am guaranteeing you that you will die with iman and you will meet Allah as a Muslim. What does he say? فَلْيُحَافِذْ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ الصَّلَوَاتِ حَيْثُ يُنَادَى بِهِنْ. He said then, be very, very particular about performing your 5 times salah in the place where the adhan is called out, and that is the masjid. Whoever wishes to meet Allah tomorrow as a Muslim, let him be very particular about performing his 5 times salat in the place where the adhan is called out, that is the masjid. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى شَرَعَ لِنَبِيِّكُمْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سُنَنَ الْهُدَى وَإِنَّهُنَّ مِنْ سُنَنِ الْهُدَى. He says, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed such sunnats and practices upon your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are hidayat and guidance through and through. And salat with jamaat in the masjid is part of these sunnats. وَلَوْ أَنَّكُمْ صَلَّيْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ كَمَا يُصَلِّي هَذَا الْمُتَخَلِّفُ فِي بَيْتِهِ لَتَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ وَلَوْ تَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ لَضَلَلْتُمْ. He says that if you will perform your salah at home, not if you do not perform your salah, if you will perform your salah at home as so and so is doing, then you are abandoning and leaving out the sunnah practice of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ تَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ لَضَلَلْتُمْ. He says, if you will discard the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you will leave out the practices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and feel that you can practice Islam the way you want to practice Islam, cutting out Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, what will happen to you? لَضَلَلْتُمْ. You will be misguided. You will go astray. He says, in our time, there were only two people who would miss salah with jamaat in the masjid. He said one was that person who was extremely sick and he could not come to the masjid. Even a sick person, he says, would come with the support of two people. If he couldn't manage this, then he would regard it as an excuse. I am not fit to go to the masjid. And the second person who wouldn't attend the salah in the masjid, he says, was a munafiq and a hypocrite. Respected elders and brothers, alhamdulillah, the masjid at the time of Jumu'ah is full. But at other salah, the time of Fajr or even Asr on the day of Friday, we know ourselves how full the masjid is. Respected elders and brothers, this month of Rabiul Awwal, we speak about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We celebrate, people celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during this month. What celebration is it to speak a few words and sing a few songs and go against the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? True celebration is to bring each and every sunnat practice of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. Let each and everyone make an intention that from this day, I will perform my 5 times salah with jamaat in the masjid, and I will bring alive every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within me. We all make this niyat inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.